जवाहरलाल का मेरा समझ में आ रहा
है आपकी
He told my mother that if you will take sannyas, then I will also take sannyas. Then in Mathura, in Keshavji Gauriabhat, both of them had sannyas on the same day. Thereafter, after sannyas, he went to Jhansi. In Jhansi, he began to have a preaching center where he used to preach from. Guru Maharaj also went to Jhansi for time, but there were not any proper facilities. He decided to establish the deity and then Mahaprabhu that he gave to Gurudev, my Gurudev, Mahaprabhu deity that please, you say this deity because the center is not seen to be working, take this away and establish in Mathura. After a few days in Jhansi, at Rupa Goswami Samadhi, from there he came to Vrindavan in Radha Damodar temple. Now he doesn't have any proper facilities, he doesn't have any proper utensils. I gave him one chadar, some clothes, then I had a chance to get Harikatha from him and how to preach, he is now beginning to think. There was one shipping company by the name of Sindhya. He said, you tell me that I will take you with you along me. I said, okay, I will see whenever the time comes. Then, he had no money that time. Without money, to this syndication ship company, that was, they had some cargo ships. It used to take 1 or 2 months to reach US with those ships. He sat in this ship, proceed to US. He nearly left body. He became quite sick on the way, becoming seasick. And that time he wrote a letter or poetry in such a power. Although this has been written in Sakya Bhav, but definitely who is in Gaudiya Bhav, definitely has Madhu Bhav. Thereafter, he went to New Jersey and New York later on, and from there in that park, Townsend Square Park, he used to sit under a tree and he would sing, this is and there were some hippies always around in that park and used to sing kirtan and they used to dance. They used to feel Lord probably. And they would have in their one hand a bottle of alcohol or wine, they would give him, offer him also. No, I do not accept this. Some of the hippies became impressed by his kirtan and katha. Many hippies. They became Vaishnavas amongst them. Shyamarani, she is not there today. Not feeling well. Shyamarani. Vrindavan Vilasini. All of them. Tamal Krishna. All of them were hippies.
But now they are happy.
Shyamarani means earlier her name was Jadurani and this Vrindavan Vilasini. They are very senior. Right from the beginning of the preaching, starting of preaching, they have been associated. That's all the devotees, they are the two of them, I'm most here. I don't see one more devotee here. What's her name? What was your name? Was it Urukram? Urukram. Urukram Prabhu. And Bhagavat Narayan. So many. Aishanas Maharaj.
Couple of years.
English.
He established so many businesses. The woman and first he translated Srimad Bhagavatam and wrote 3 volumes, first, second, third, and so on. They took 3 kings to America first, and then he translated and other books. And in couple of years, every valley region in the world, on the top of mountains, in the midst of ocean, it is that teaching center. When I went to Western country to teach, I saw its glory. It is that if there were thousands and thousands of disciples, so many worshipers. He used to tell that Bombay is my office. Now this dhan,
it's my home, it's my place, my own abode. Like this he used to say. He used to say, one is a lame man and one is blind. The lame man cannot walk and the blind cannot see. So he also cannot walk all by himself. That's why both of them have to combine. He, the lame, sits on the shoulder of the blind man and he's telling him, go in this direction, go forward, go left. Like this American country and America. And they are blind. And India is lame. Not very proper financial condition. That's why they are not able to move forward in the world. And if the lame person will sit on the blind, America and India, means if they combine, then all over the world, it can be free. It will happen. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has written very soon a very bare, bare complex. Devotees will come 400 to 700. They will have tilak, they will have kanti mala, and they will have tilak on their foreheads, and along with Indians, they will chant very well. So today it is true, we can see those words. In America, he wrote around 400-500 letters to me. Whenever he used to establish some temple or whatever he used to write, some scripture he used to write to me. And I also used to write to the U.S. He used to send Madadang, Karaka, Mathura, Sweet, Peda. The deities of Radha Krishna, I used to, and so many scriptures, books. I used to inquire from him sometimes that you are so intelligent and Gurudev has given you sannyas. Why don't you? Yeah, why have you used this word AC? Maybe what you are using words is okay, but according to our parampara, using of these AC, your earlier ashram names are not proper. There was some study amongst us, we had some differences. I have used the writing that I have transcendent relationship. English. This can never be broken, this relationship. He used to tell me our relationship. He used to have a lot of affection for me. Today it is his disappearance day. In brief, some devotees will speak. I'm seeing that there is not a single place in the world where he is not preached. Everywhere, wherever I have traveled, wherever I have not been able to travel, also, in those places also. There are some places which he did not go there and tell in English.
My Gurudev and especially him. All know that I have to free up and my picture. So everywhere I go, especially in the titles of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, yes, and they honor me and they help me in so many ways. They still they are helping. So my thinking is on the mercy of Swami Ji and great part of Bhakti Vedanta Swami, a part he has spoken. Both Premanananda and Guru Devi. Oh, I have told you, but yes.
कुछ लोगों को फ्रीक्वेंसी मिला नहीं है नया है ना अभी शाम को सबको बता देंगे आज सबको बता देंगे फ्रीक्वेंसी ये जरूरत ऐसा बताएंगे
He went to an English Christian school and then he learned an English medium. And after this, he became manager of the Bengal Chemical Company. But after some time, he wanted to do his own factory, but that failed. Then he went to Allahabad and opened a medical store, which was patronized by many famous persons, but that also failed. Sometimes he began making his own medicine, but that also failed. And finally, his family threw him out, and he went came to Mathura. That's how Sri Gurudev met him there, and told the temple commander, could you leave out of his school? You take all these things, and we put him in a room there. Stay to us, to get to Sri Gurudev. And he stayed there for a long time. Gurudev used to ask him, you are so qualified, why are you not taking him to the ground? So Prabhupada said, I read in Bhagavatam, Vishal Mulukravi, that person being Hari gives mercy, he takes away all their wealth. The Guru is trying to get a very friendly relationship with our father Gurudev. In fact, Gurudev and I first had his darshan in 1946, and that time in Bhagavatam, the Gaudiya Mathya. My Gurudev was talking with someone with so much affection and friendship. The Gurudev asked, who is he? The Pada Buddha said, he is both qualified disciples to love me and our Shastri Thakur. So, when he came to Mathura and he was taking his medicines and trying to make up his existence in that way, the Guru was saying to him, overruled, even as I mean nothing in from you, you have not come to this world to sell medicine. You have come to this world to preach the vision of Shri Mahaprabhu. Therefore, you should take some yarn. And Gurudev used to say to Pada Gurudev, if your friends take some yarn, then so much preaching will be done to the vision of Mahaprabhu. At that time, Shri Sanat Guru, who was 84, said, if you take some yarn, I'll also take some yarn. He was 84. 92, I thought. He was 92. So he also took Sadhyan, Bhaktivinoda Guri Maharaj. So after Sadhyan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj went to Janaki and opened a preaching center there. We went there with Pada Gurudev and 20 or 30 brahmacharis, and we established the Vigraha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But after some time, situation was not favorable, so he brought the deity to Mathura, and that deity of Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Gauri was that is that very deity. After that, he went to Radhakavanar temple. The Guru said, I saw you in that situation. He called the stomach. He was very poor. And he used to cook for us there. And he would dream of his prachar. When I go to the west, what I will do. That time, Swami said, the Swami was asking me there, you come to me and preach you. And Guru said, I will come after. So he got a free ticket on the Indian Navigation Company. And on that boat trip, which took one or two months, he was dragged to death, but he was saved by the mercy of his Gurudev. Then he wrote so many poems in the Buddha of Sakira, but really he was master feed in Madhurima, like all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Then he came to New York, and in Tokyo Square Park, he began to preach on Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Samudhitya, Ramana, Jyadwaita, Garabhal, Shasami, Gaurava, Samendra, and Mahamantra. All the Hindus began dancing and they were giving their model. He is your Maharaj, that's full of this. But he was not safe. And all those Hindus became happy. So somebody in the devotees, even there at the street, the most Hindi, even though all the Nazis sitting here. So he used to say that India is like a lame man. And American countries are like a blind man. If the blind man, the lame man sits on the shoulders of the
blind.
Why the sits on the shoulders of the lay man, go here. They can see many things. So, like American countries, they are blind. They have no true choice. And Indians, they cannot do anything. They have no money. Therefore, both of them, they can do so much nice preaching all around the world.
Yeah.
So he sent so many letters, maybe 4 or 5 letters to Gurudev. I'm translating this book, I offer this
book. There was 4 or 5 years left. Not now, maybe.
Wherever I went,
now India is rich, but speaking of 35, 40 years back.
You took sannyas, but why you put the name of Abhay Chadanara Linda? It's not proper because you took sannyas and that sannyas name was not given. Then, Bhakti Vinod Swami answered because all my bank accounts are in that name. The Guru said, whatever it may be, it's not good that there was some fighting.
Differences.
Disagreements. So then, Swami was the first one around, he wrote, our transcendental relationship can never be broken. Jabdas Jira Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur told me, and we have that relation in the same way, I also see you in that same way. So our transcendental relation can never be broken, and everything good is in English. All my vichara that I've lived around the world is all by the causal blessing of our Pada Gurudev, but to express this to the Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur. Go, Pemana,
hey, 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 go. Now we will offer Aarti and Pushpanjali and thereafter at around
9,
around 12 maybe you can decide, English.
We will do Aarti and Pushpanjali and after that, you can take breakfast and after that, about 9 or 10 years to come here. I will also come here. And we will glorify Swami. So, Pramala. Sri Guru Charataha. We started the program 9 o'clock and have to finish 5 years. There was a cleaning crew. The professor said to left. They don't have a time for cleaning. They have a time for the rest and chanting. The thing has to finish by 12 o'clock. One more announcement. And no one is down there after 1 o'clock.